supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Good evening. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. In testimony today before the Senate Intelligence Committee, former FBI Director James Comey detailed his interactions with President Donald Trump in connection with the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in last year's presidential election. Depending on whom we asked, people out and about in Philadelphia today saw Comey's testimony as a step toward restoring democracy, a political riposte against a president who fired him, or just plain noise.
I think he's very smart and he's very calculated in what he says as far as what he can say in an open forum. I'm hoping that we just know Russia's involvement in the United States politics, and I hope that we take measures to ensure that they will not be involved in our process.
I do believe that Trump's tried to silence him vis-a-vis the Russian connection, and I think that Tommy's going to get his own back.
I was really disgusted with him when he had those press conferences about Hillary Clinton, and now I'm rooting for him, but I have to admit that I wasn't rooting for him before.
I think James Comey is telling the truth, and Donald Trump, I don't trust a bit.
Something went down, something's going down, and it'll be covered up, washed up, and we'll move on like we always do.
Stay with WHYY for more analysis of James Comey's testimony throughout the evening. Bill Cosby is not planning to testify in his own criminal sexual assault trial, and without being able to question him directly, prosecutors spent much of the day trying to breathe life into past statements he'd made about his accuser and the alleged sexual assault. WHYY's Laura Benchoff is here to give us an update on day four. Laura, remind us why jurors won't be hearing Cosby's story from the man himself.
Well, Cosby hasn't said much about this, but he doesn't have to testify. And he did go on a local radio show hosted by Michael Smirkanish and said that he didn't want to. He didn't give a really solid answer. He kind of trailed off, saying he didn't want to make his lawyers scramble to try to account for what he was saying.
So what are some of the notable statements he made in the past, and how are prosecutors using them today?
So Cosby was interviewed by police in 2005. That's the year following the alleged assault. And police didn't end up pressing charges then. And because of that, his accuser, Andrea Constant, sued him civilly. And he ended up giving extensive testimony in that case over 4 days in 2005 and 2006. So those two interviews or sets of interviews have been introduced. In particular, the deposition was the source of much wrangling by the defense. They've been trying to suppress it basically for the last year and a half. And today, law enforcement officers from Cheltenham Township and the Montgomery County detectives ended up reading all or portions of those two kinds of statements. In it, we hear Cosby graphically describing the night of the alleged assault in his own words and his romantic interest in Andrea Constant, the accuser. But he also says at several points that he believes that romantic interest was returned, or at least not rejected.
WHYY's Laura Benchoff reporting. School property taxes can be a sore subject for Pennsylvania homeowners who've seen rate increases grow faster than the economy over the past few decades. Opposition to the tax has grown more fervent of late, and there's big momentum in Harrisburg for a bill reintroduced this week that would phase out property taxes altogether. As Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCory reports, doing so would cause major changes for both taxpayers and public schools.
For Schuylkill County homeowner Ron Boltz, the issue is personal. Shortly after he bought his home in 2008, his property tax bill more than doubled.
It was very much a hardship. You know, it increased my monthly tax burden. I believe it was like $260 a month. That's a car payment for middle-class folks. That's food on the table. That's real life.
Boltz has become a leading voice in an effort to make Pennsylvania the first state in the nation to eliminate property taxes altogether. His group, the Pennsylvania Liberty Alliance, backs a bill that would do away with the $13 billion currently raised for schools through local property taxes and replace it with new statewide revenue. Where would the new state money come from? Hiking the personal income tax and state sales tax, while also widening the base of taxable items to include things such as groceries, some clothing, and certain professional services.
So why not treat every single individual taxpayer exactly the same? We all would pay the exact same income tax. We all pay the same sales tax rate.
By trade, Bolts is a technician for a telecom company, but he burns about a dozen vacation days a year to lobby lawmakers in Harrisburg.
Mike or Fred or him?
One of his closest allies is Lebanon County's Mike Fulmer, a Republican state senator.
Hey, there he is. You're following the man around. He's the man.
This is a true citizen grassroots effort, which helps me as a legislator to get fired up because, I mean, this is what America was built on.
The bill would allow school districts to continue collecting property taxes only to pay off existing debt. Voters could agree to more school revenue through something like a local income tax. Municipal property taxes would continue to be collected. The measure fell one vote shy of passing the Senate in 2015, and after a few key lawmakers who were no votes were ousted in the 2016 election, proponents are now optimistic that it can pass the chamber. Matthew Niddle, director of the state's independent fiscal office, isn't surprised that the issue has gathered steam.
What we're seeing is a lot of homeowners, in particular elderly homeowners, are having an increasingly difficult time meeting their property tax obligations. They're living on a fixed income. Many are now outliving their savings.
Niddle's office does nonpartisan analysis on legislation and warns that the massive tax shift proposed would have major consequences.
It will create winners and losers. That is, some will recognize a significant tax cut. Others will recognize a significant tax increase.
The analysis says that all homeowners would see a windfall gain, with retirees benefiting the most. Some businesses and industries that own property would also be big winners. The losers would be working renters. School districts, though, say they would fare the worst.
It is absolutely frightening to think that the legislature has tread this far into something so significant and something so detrimental.
Jay Himes is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Association of School Business Officials. He frets that districts would be handcuffed in their ability to raise new funds while completely relying on tax revenue that fluctuates with the economy while still having to deal with fast rising fixed expenses like pensions. He predicts this will force massive school cuts.
This is a major step towards big government and towards state government control of local education.
From the perspective of schools, there's another major point to consider. Typically, when a state takes on a larger share of education funding, it's to level the playing field between schools in poor and wealthy areas, redistributing money based on student need. The bill's lead sponsor, Schuylkill County Republican Senator David Argel, says this would be a noble goal, given the stark inequities in Pennsylvania's system.
I can't believe that the state Supreme Court hasn't stepped in by now. The current system is rotten at the core.
But, not wanting to make waves, the bill specifically avoids confronting this issue. Instead, it says the state should give money to districts at the exact same levels they're currently funded. So this means, for instance, that poorer renters in Western PA would, in essence, help subsidize a massive property tax cut for homeowners in the wealthy Philly suburbs, while locking into place the same massive per-pupil inequities that already exist between their schools. Again, bill proponent Ron Bolts.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good on the surface, but so what's the answer? To reject it and keep that system in place? Or do we completely revamp the way we fund school districts and now we have the ability to address that?
Even if the bill makes it out of the Senate, it faces a steep road. House Republican leadership is divided over it. Governor Wolf has pushed property tax relief, not elimination. Kevin McCrory, Keystone Crossroads.
That's all for tonight's show. NewsWorks Tonight is produced by Shai Ben-Yakov, Kimberly Haas, Ty Johnson, and Brett Rader. Stay with WHYY this evening for reporting on James Comey's testimony today before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Heller for NewsWorks Tonight.